records. Phonograph. Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Today in the Vinyl Experience, the winds of change are blowing. The winds of March are blowing. The answer, my friend, is, well, blowing out there somewhere. We'll try to find it as we spin some records. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. A broom is drearily of the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Come
comes down, you lock the door. The book falls to the floor. As darkness falls and waves roll by, the seasons change, the wind is warm. Now wakes the owl, now sleeps the swan. Behold a dream, the dream is gone.
The Winds of Change that blew from 1967 through about 1971-72 in the rock music and album world were among the most influential, the most consequential. It really was the heart of the Golden Age, and its book ended beautifully there in a couple of recordings by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, 1967, the debut record in The Wind Cries Mary, a song which, by the way, will be reprised by a few key artists as this final experience rolls on. And in 1971, A Pillow of Winds from the Pink Floyd record, Metal, the one that came right before Dark Side of the Moon. Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes and the terrific LP called Casadego with Four Winds. Let 'em blow on the vinyl experience.
Thank you. country, set your name or your tribe. There's people always dying, trying to keep them alive. There's bodies decomposing in containers tonight, in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world. Four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, well, she just can't sustain the pressure where it's placed. She caves. The Bible's blind, Torah's deaf, the Quran's mute. If you burn them all together, you get close to the truth still. They're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons, while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times and hold us at the center while the spiraling lines. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry until it comes. Yeah, it's the summer, man, slouching towards refugee retracing my steps all the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now it's off to old Dakota where a genocide sleeps in the Black Hills, the Badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. Her four winds leveling the pines. But when Chris Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, she just can't remain with all that outer space. She breaks. She caves.
London with lonely hearts. Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. And my hand told me. the God that I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is won when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome. But if your strife strikes at your sleep, remember spring swamp snow.
21st Century Vinyl by Mumford & Sons and Bright Eyes on the Vinyl Experience. I mentioned that we'd return to a key song from time to time in this show. It's The Wind Cries Mary, and as the winds of change blow through 50-plus years of music in the set that I've chosen for my LP collection, let's hear Seal evoke Jimi Hendrix's classic.
And after all the jacks are in their boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can't hear the happiness staggering on down street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, yeah, and somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind cries Mary. Mary. Yeah, 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 yeah. Traffic lights, they turn blue tomorrow and shine their emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags on downstream, 'cause the life that lived is dead, and the wind screams Mary. Now will that wind ever remember all those names it has blown in the past?
Now whether it's crutch, it's old age, and it's wisdom, it whispers no, this will be the last. And the wind screams Mary.
going a little goth with the mid-80s classic album by Depeche Mode called Black Celebration, Fly on the Windscreen. When you're driving, sometimes you want to keep the wind out, sometimes you want to let it in. Amos Lee with Windows Rolled Down on the Final Experience.
Look up, child. World is gone. Shoes untied and your soles are worn. Windows are rolled down. Sun is setting high. Windows are rolled. Rocky road and this steering wheel. Who do you call to ease your pain? Oh, for you to get through this rain. Windows are rolled down. Moon is
I should fall.
George Martin's most famous production credit, of course, is the Beatles. He was responsible for making some good records by America, Paul Winter Consort, an eclectic group of musicians. And in the early 80s, and using the as yet untried and true technology of digital recording, George Martin made a record with the synth pop group called Ultravox. And out of it came a terrific single, Reap the Wild Wind, 1982. On the Vinyl Experience. The winds of March are blowing, and the mandolin wind of Rod Stewart is a warm caress on a winter's day.
La 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 will hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind who whispers Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, or somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind, it cries, Mary. The traffic lights, they turn blue tomorrow. Shine the emptiness down on my bed. A tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life they live is dead. And the wind screams, Mary.
Sting and John McLaughlin together as The Wind Cries Mary meets its third incarnation on The Vinyl Experience. Well, the answer is blowing in the wind. We've licked our thumb and held it up in the air, and oh, which way are the winds blowing? They're blowing from Germany, my friends. Listen to this. This is all kinds of crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Martin.
Wie viele Straßen auf dieser Welt sind Straßen voll Tränen und Leid? Wie viele Meere auf dieser Welt sind Meere der Traurigkeit? Wie viele Mütter sind lang schon allein und warten noch heut. Die Antwort, mein Freund, weiß ganz allein der Wind. Die Antwort weiß ganz allein der Wind. Wie viele Menschen sind heut noch nicht frei und würden so gerne es sein? Wie viele Kinder gehen abends zur Ruhe und schlafen vor Hunger nicht ein? Wie viele Träume erflehen bei Nacht? Wann wird es für uns anders sein? Die Antwort, mein Freund, weiß ganz allein der Wind. Die Antwort weiß ganz allein der Wind. Wie große Berge von Geld gibt man aus für Bomben, Raketen und Mann und lindet damit keine Not. Wie großes Unheil muss erst noch geschehen, damit sich die Menschheit besinnt? Die Antwort, mein Freund, weiß ganz allein der Wind. Die Antwort weiß ganz allein der Wind. Die Antwort, mein Freund, weiß ganz allein der Wind. Die Antwort weiß ganz allein der Wind.
Thank you.
O wind, O world, O Yoko. Who has seen the wind is known to anyone who flipped over John Lennon's early 1970s solo single Instant Karma, flipped it over, and played the backside of that 45, Yoko Ono's strangely Baroque rock little record, The Vinyl Experience, The Animals, The Winds of Change A-Blowin'.
Gather the leaves up in its heart. And the people who are the leaves will remain in our hearts. With love till eternity. King Oliver was born, so was Duke Ellington. Jelly Roll made love. Bessie Smith was created in the governor bar. Robert Johnson sang blues. Webb did those things that only he could do. Charlie Christian started a new thing. And oh my, how Billie Holiday could sing. Alan Freed rock and roll. Joe Tenor's voice was wonderful. Charlie Parker cried. Louis Jordan smiled. Ray Charles moaned. Chuck Berry played rock and roll. Fats Domino made me feel good. Elvis Presley did things that no one thought he could. Mamas and papas knew where what was at. They all listened to Ravi Shankar. Now we got Jimi Hendrix. We know where we are.
Louis Jordan smiled.
And the winds of change are gone along. Thank you.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Vince Guaraldi's Cast Your Fate to the Wind sort of captures that what-if that seems to be blowing in the air as winter tries to become spring. This tender time of the season, I hope that a dive into my record collection has brought it home to you. There's more Vinyl Experience to discover in the archives at PRN.FM, and there's a whole Vinyl Experience station 24/7 running on iHeartRadio. Check me out on Facebook, the Vinyl Experience fan page, and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcanti.